Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. This is Manuel from Opinion Research. Today we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed. This survey is quick and confidential. Are you registered to vote in Texas?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be a Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you. When it comes to voting for local offices in your area of the Texas State legislature, do you usually vote for mostly Democratic candidates, usually vote for mostly Republican candidates, vote for a mix of roughly the same number of candidates from both parties?
Yeah, probably a mixture.
As you may know, every top elected position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and it has been that way for the last 30 years. In your opinion, is it time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas? This is
Yes, I think so.
The other option is this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue.
So, if it's working properly, yes.
Okay, so the two options are, it is time for a change in direction in political leadership in Texas, and the second is this Republican one-party rule is working well and should continue. What would you say?
Yes.
Yes, it is time for a change in direction in political leadership, or yes, this
Yes, change in leadership.
Okay. Which of the following is the most important problem or issue facing Texas today? Is it illegal immigration and the border, or the economy, inflation, and jobs, or property taxes, or gun violence, or cost of insurance for home and vehicles, or funding for public schools and teacher pay, or violent crime, or abortion rights?
I think it's the teacher pay.
Thank you. And which is the next most important problem or issue? Illegal immigration and border, the economy, inflation, and jobs, property taxes, gun violence, cost of insurance for home and vehicles, violent crime, or abortion rights?
I think abortion rights.
Thank you. Next. Marks each as very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. Calling all red. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very favorable.
Thank you. Avery Bishop. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
That's a hard one. I don't know that person very well.
That's fine. The next person is Joe Biden. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Next is Angie Chan Button. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
I don't know that person either. Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat favorable. Kamala Harris. Very favorable. That would be very or somewhat favorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very favorable.
Okay. The next is Ted Cruz. Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And the last one is Donald Trump. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable.
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. And we're almost done. In the 2024 presidential election, which candidate, Donald Trump, the Republican, Kamala Harris, the Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy Jr., an independent, would you vote for if you had to choose today? Donald Trump, Republican, Kamala Harris, Democrat, or Robert F. Kennedy, independent?
Harris, the Democrat.
Thank you. In the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, which one would you vote for if you had to choose today? Ted Cruz, Republican, or Colin Allred, Democrat?
Allred.
Thank you. And in the election for Texas State Representative from your area, which candidate, Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat, would you vote for if you had to choose today? Angie Chen Button, Republican, or Avery Bishop, Democrat?
I'd vote for Button.
Thank you. Next, here is some follow-up information about both of these state house district candidates. Angie Chen Button is the incumbent Republican state representative, which with 15 years experience in Austin, where she is a champion of education, business, lower taxes, and job growth. Angie is a self-made success, having fled the communist Chinese with her parents, earning her degree at UT Dallas and building a long, successful career in Texas Instruments. Avery Bishop, the Democrat, is a first-time candidate and as MU Law School graduate, a former substitute teacher in local schools, a past Miss Texas. Avery uses her public platform to promote public education and through her nonprofit created literacy programs. Avery is the child of hardworking parents, a Filipino immigrant, mom and father, who is a fifth generation Texan. Her father was a school bus driver who inspired Avery to public service when he ran for mayor of their small town. In the legislature, Avery will be a forceful agent for change by fighting to fully fund our public school and the ban on abortion, expand affordable health care to more working families, and support economic growth in our state. Based on this information, which is your choice for Texas House District? Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
I'd have to stay with Button.
Thank you. American culture, please tell what you agree with most. First, the liberals walk philosophy is wrong and is ruining American with the DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. Or, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. Which of these two sides do you agree with most?
God, I got lost there.
Yes, the first statement is the liberals' woke philosophy. It is wrong and is ruining America with the DEI and critical race theory that teaches kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country and promoting LGBTQ and transgender lifestyles. This is one, and the other is America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation must be treated fairly with equal opportunity. Which of these you would mark as you agree with most?
The last one.
The last one, okay. And values and freedoms. The first one is, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their rights or choices dictated by government politicians. The other one is, agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children, protecting the unborn, and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
The first one.
Would you say the first one? Okay. Are you familiar with the term school vouchers?
Yeah, somewhat.
Okay. From what you know, do you support or oppose school vouchers?
I oppose it.
Thank you. When it comes to the local public schools in your area, which of the following do you think is the biggest issue or problem? First one, the impact of closing schools on neighborhoods. Next one is liberal teachers' unions indoctrinating our kids. Next is low teacher pay. Next is lack of funding for the state leading to school closing.
Well, I think it's the lack of pay for the teachers. We're not getting the correct people to teach with the salaries we're trying to pay.
Low teacher pay then. Okay. Do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
I disagree.
Thank you. In your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas anti-abortion laws? One is no exceptions for when the life of the women is at risk. Takes away women's freedom. The next one is takes away women's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. Next is punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Next is fines any family or friends $10,000 assisting a woman traveling out of state to get legal abortion. The next is requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11.
What was that first one?
The first one was no exceptions for when the life of the women is at risk.
Yes, that's what I would select right there.
Understood. Okay. Next, a few statements about each of the candidates running for state legislature that their opponents might make. Rate your reaction to each as either a very strong reason to vote against that candidate, a somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason. Okay. Despite the state's massive $33 billion surplus, Representative Angie Chen Button has failed to fund our public schools which led to four local elementary school closures, forcing families to change schools and driving down property values. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason.
I don't fully understand it, but I would say fully, what I know about it, I'd say fully against it.
Very strong against it would be then. Okay. The next is Avery Bishop and her Democrat Democratic polls would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegal bringing dangerous drugs and criminals into our communities. Would you say very strong against, somewhat strong against, weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Okay. Angie Chen Button supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or a weak reason?
Strong against it.
Very strong against or somewhat strong against?
I'm strongly against it.
Okay. Very strong or somewhat strong against?
Very strongly.
Okay, I understand. Okay, the next is, Avery Bishop is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies and gun control. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Angie Chen Button says she's a small government conservative, but she has consistently voted to mandate state government to take away local communities' freedom to make their own policies on things like water, breaks for workers, short-term rentals, or air quality. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Thank you. The next one is, Avery Bishop actually wrote a sex education curriculum for our school's kids that only further worsens the problem of public schools sexualizing our kids from an early age. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or a weak reason?
Somewhat strong.
Thank you. Angie Chen Button supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk in a health emergency, but also criminalize doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman traveling to another state to get a legal abortion. Is that very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Thank you. Avery Bishop supports the National Democrats' extreme pro-abortion agenda. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Very strong.
Representative Button voted against giving school teachers a raise. Very strong against, somewhat strong against, or weak reason?
Somewhat.
Somewhat strong against.
Yeah.
Okay. Lastly, here are some statements about the record and policies of one of the candidates for state representative, Avery Bishop. Answer if your reaction to each is very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. The first one is, as product of public schools, Avery Bishop knows education is the key to getting ahead. She will fight to make the state pay its full share of school funding to keep our local neighborhood schools open. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat positive?
Yes.
Avery Bishop represents a new generation of leadership for Texas. Her accomplishments, including paying for a law school by becoming Miss Texas, show she is energetic, hardworking, smart, and determined to use her skills to better people's lives and bring us together? Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat positive?
Okay. Yeah.
Avery Bishop believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own health care choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion even when their lives are in danger. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very.
Very positive. Okay. Avery Bishop is an innovative problem solver. In order to help inmates who served their time succeed when released, she wrote an app that helps them clean their record to get a job and find housing and healthcare to survive in the outside world. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Somewhat.
Somewhat positive. Avery Bishop will push for a sensible gun safety laws to protect school kids from gun violence. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very.
Okay. In the legislature, Avery Bishop will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do. Very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very.
Okay. In the legislature, Avery Bishop's focus will be fighting for working families and improving access to affordable health care and child care, making home ownership and property taxes more affordable, increasing the minimum wage, improving working conditions, and supporting our local public schools. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very.
Okay. And as the Republicans in power continue to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuse to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or vehicle squeezing Texas consumers, Avery Bishop says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from raising rates. Would that be very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Very.
Thank you. Having heard this information, if you had to vote today, would you choose Angie Chen Button, the Republican, or Avery Bishop, the Democrat?
That's a hard choice. I know her, and it'd be hard for me to make a decision, I guess.
You'd be undecided?
I'd be undecided, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. What is your gender, sir? What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. It's a survey question. Okay. Could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39 or 40 to 54 or 55 to 64 or 65 or and over?
65 and over.
Thank you, sir. Do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Spanish or Latina ancestry?
No.
Okay. Do you consider yourself to be African American or black, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, Caucasian, white?
No.
Would that be white, Caucasian, of Asian or Pacific Island descent, or African American or black?
No, it would be white, Caucasian.
Thank you. Do you have at least one college degree that require 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes, I do. I have one.
Thank you. Finally, mark yes or no if you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment. TV streaming, Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount? Yes or no?
I didn't get that.
Yes. If you regularly use each of the following to get your news or entertainment, mark yes or no. That would be
okay.
TV streaming, like Hulu, ESPN Plus, Peacock, or Paramount. Yes or no?
No.
TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
Sometimes, yes. No, I don't do it on a regular basis.
Thank you. TV channels like MSNBC or CNN? Yes or no?
Yes.
Yes. YouTube TV? Yes or no?
Yes.
Twitter, X, TikTok, or Instagram?
No.
Facebook, Meta?
No.
Thank you. Okay, this concludes our survey. I thank you very much for your participation and your time with your important opinions for the community, sir, and the society in general. Thank you for your valuable time, and have a good rest of your day. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.